Centre.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Convicted killer Siphamandla Khumalo has been sentenced to life in prison. Khumalo stabbed his ex-girlfriend Nomfundo Msibi to death at a taxi rank outside an Umhlanga shopping centre last year. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports from the Durban High Court.
Judge Jacqueline Hendricks says the court considered rehabilitation, retribution, the seriousness and circumstances of the crime, as well as personal circumstances of the accused. But she added they had to take into account the undisputed facts that Msibi's murder was premeditated. After the verdict was delivered yesterday, Khumalo took the stand for the first time in the trial, telling the court he did not intend to kill the mother of his six-year-old child. He said he let his emotions get the better of him and was sorry for what he had done. But Judge Hendricks today dismissed Khumalo's testimony as self-serving and seeking to motivate for a lenient sentence. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban High Court.
Police Minister Senzo Mqunu has confirmed one suspect has been arrested following Saturday's clash between local patrollers and five unidentified men in Soshanguve, north of Pretoria. Four people died at the scene. Another two, who were among eight injured, have now succumbed to their injuries in hospital, bringing the death toll to six. Mqunu visited the Merimian formal settlement today and told residents the manhunt continues.
At this particular stage, we are informed and confirmed that one person has been arrested. He is a Zimbabwean. Now there are two other people who have been called in for questioning, and police are intensifying their search and their hunt.
Stats SA says employment went up by 0.1% in the last quarter of 2024. Jobs were gained in the trade, business services, transport and electricity sectors. But 3,000 jobs were lost in industries including community services, manufacturing, construction and mining. Cliff Shigo reports.
According to Stats SA, part-time employment increased by 0.2% quarter-on-quarter, while basic salaries paid to employees increased by 9.5 billion rand, or 1.1%. Gross earnings paid to employees increased by 59.1 billion rand, which equates to 6.1%. However, there's been a minor 0.2% decrease. Bonuses paid to employees also increased by 51.8 billion rand, while overtime paid to employees decreased by 2.2 billion rand.
And an Oscar-winning Palestinian filmmaker has been held by the Israeli military in the occupied West Bank. Activists say Hamdan Balal had earlier been beaten by Israeli settlers and was being treated in an ambulance when he and another Palestinian man were detained. Balal is one of the co-directors of No Other Land, which won Best Documentary at the Academy Awards earlier this month. The top story, convicted killer Siphamandla Khumalo, who stabbed his ex-girlfriend multiple times at an Umhlanga taxi rank, has been sentenced to life in prison. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Bafana Bafana in potentially hot water after it's come to light that Tebogo Mokoena should not have played in their World Cup qualifier against Lesotho last week. The Hollywood Bets Sharks will have the Argia Snyman threat to deal with this weekend in the URC, and the Gujarat Titans take on the Punjab Kings in Game 5 of the IPL today.